Let's recap McCook City Council meeting, final meeting of 2025 in our studios. The mayor is here, Linda Taylor. How you doing, Linda?
Good morning. Wonderful. Thank you.
Good to see you. Got a little holiday green on today.
Yeah, it's the holidays.
That's right. That's right. City manager Nate Schneider, if I could tell you what Nate has got, he's got a hoodie on this morning.
I do. We're going to go out and do some work today, so I got to make sure that I'm warm. I'm getting soft in my old age, so... No t-shirts and shorts for me today.
Yeah, it's going to be a windy set of a game. It's supposed to not as bad tonight and tomorrow, but it's still going to be a little bit breezy today.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a nuisance abatement property that we're going to look at doing. And, I know it's not going to be too bad outside, but mm-hmm. I don't want to take any chances that it gets cold or that
right.
I'm cold. So, like I said, I'm getting soft because I'm getting old. So,
we'll start first. Announcements and recognitions. Anything last night?
We just talked about Christmas. We've got Christmas that's coming up here. We will be closing on the 24th at noon. Mm-hmm. And so we will be serving all the way up to that point in time, but at noon we'll be closed. But we'll be back open that Friday, the 26th. Mm-hmm. And then also, just notice to the public, we're in the process of trying to fix the heat exchanger over at the library. It's out. The part is backlogged, so we're about 2.5 weeks out getting the part. So we're going to have to kind of play it by ear. You know, if it's cold out, we probably won't be opening up the library until we have it heated properly, both for the patrons and also for our employees. So, yeah, that HVAC system has caused us lots of headaches. It seems like once a year we have an issue with it. I thought we were going to get through this entire year with having a problem, but... Obviously, that wasn't meant to be, but hopefully by the beginning of 2026, everything is back the way it's supposed to be.
All right. And by the way, New Year's Day going to be close too?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. You had a presentation, Grant Fleming, with the account manager for NPPD.
He was not able to be with us. He had a family emergency, and so he will be at our next council meeting in January and give us a report.
You had a public hearing requests from the McCook EDC?
Yeah, this actually is a continuation of last month's 2nd November meeting. At that meeting, there was a preliminary plat that was presented to the council for determination. It had gone to the Planning Commission. And this is for the third phase of North Point. There are, if I remember correctly, 12 houses included in that phase, potentially up to 12 houses. What the council was asked to do was to vacate the current properties. So it's already been platted prior in time. And the lots were a little bit smaller than what we think that the public is going to want to purchase. And so we decreased the number of lots on the south side of S Street from 8 to 6, which is going to extend, I think, the front yards from 100 to 140 feet. And then also it includes 4 lots to the north. Those are larger lots. It also includes an out lot and then also one additional lot as well, too. We need to make sure that we go through the proper process whenever we're platting. And so we did a vacation first to eliminate everything that we had done prior in time. And then immediately thereafter, you have to go ahead and do the final plat. So the council approved the final plat. And that'll be the last phase of North Point. I don't know if people have had a chance to go up and take a look at North Point, but there's a lot of activity up there. There are 5 houses currently being built. There are already 5 houses that were built. I can't remember how many more lots Amanda said there were on S Street that can be built out, but this will get us T Street and then also 9th Street, and then TIF is a part of this as well, too. And so the EDC is doing a really good job of trying to figure out how to maximize TIF and also how to use LB 840 to leverage those TIF dollars. And so we're just continuing what we have been doing, and we look forward to seeing more housing developments here in the future.
All right. The ordinance is all dealt with that same one, didn't it?
Yeah, correct.
All right. Moving on. Let's see. Public hearings. You had quite a few. I mean,
It was a busy meeting. All of them dealt with
North Point, pretty much.
Everything at the very beginning dealt with North Point, correct.
Okay. All right. What else? I'm trying to think.
So we also had two. We had two blight and substandard hearings. So... Miller and Associates, they help us with our blight and substandard studies. We did our blight and substandard study number 7 and number 8, took it to the Planning Commission a week ago, kind of shared with them the results of the study. The study finds that per the community development law, both areas included in blight study number 7 and blight study number 8 qualify. So the areas that we're talking about, blight study number 7, it would be C Street, East C Street from 11th. And there's that vacant lot there that's owned by the city of McCook, just on the west side of East C and East 11th Street, on the northwest side. And then it extends to the east on C Street all the way to Airport Road. It'll be on the north side of C Street. And so all those lots will be included in the blight and substandard area, which will help for development. In particular, you can use tax increment financing to develop. And then the other area would be on the west side of Highway 83, just west of the new sports complex. It includes a large unimproved lot that's been used for ag purposes, and then also other smaller lots along 716. That qualified as well, too. And so we went through that fairly quickly. Craig Bennett and Jason Combs did a good job of explaining their findings. The council found that both those areas should be declared blighted and substandard. That doesn't mean that they are bad properties. You know, it's just a term that the legislature has developed over the years. But it is the starting process if you ever do want to use tax increment financing to develop out those lots included within the zone. So
we move on to the consent agenda, I believe.
Yeah, we didn't pull anything on the consent
agenda. Nothing was pulled at all?
Nope.
Very good. Okay, we move on to the regular agenda. I like the more condensed one. God bless Linda brought the papers with me. It's like, oh yeah, my gosh, yeah. Let's spread it out. We're starting first. Regular agenda, here it is on City of McCook. This is dealt with Carr Park, doesn't it?
First one was a youth sports complex.
Okay.
So just so you know, we did issue the bond anticipation notes for the infrastructure and street improvements last week. That was $5.5 million. Just to reiterate to the public, our plan is to sell lots, and then as we sell those lots, we'll pay off the debt. And then anything that we make over and above the debt amount, we're going to go ahead and put into second phase reinvestment. And so there's a plan that we have in place. We're looking forward to having the streets and the sewer and the water and the storm sewer all completed. It's going to connect us to all the commercial lots, all the multifamily lots. The only thing that's not going to be part of this phase will be the residential lots. That'll probably be later with an improvement district. We are working right now with Miller & Associates, Craig Bennett, and he's put us into contact with an appraiser who's used to valuing these kinds of lots. She's done a lot of work up in the Kearney area, and so we are going to work with her to try to figure out what to set the prices at and then start marketing them. Craig is helping us out with developing a computer-generated model that we can show to developers so they can see what the potential of these lots are, where you might want to put a hotel or a restaurant or a box store or whatever the case may be. And we're hoping to get that kicked off here relatively soon because it's going to – we have basically 3 years to sell these lots in order to make sure that we have all that debt ready to be paid off because the bond anticipation note call period is a 3-year call period. So, or I should say a maturity date. The call period is a little bit earlier, but it's a 3-year maturity. So anyway, lots of things going on up at the ballpark. We had a really neat open house last week. It was great to see people come out and get a chance to see it for the first time. And we'll do more of those kinds of things as the weather allows. And just a lot of communication with Mammoth, kind of working through some of the processes. We're talking about left and right field lines at the softball fields, making sure that they comply with the NCAA regulations. So we're talking about maybe increasing the height of the fence up to 8 feet, because it sounds like maybe in 2027 they're going to change the requirements as far as the left and right field lines, foul lines. And so those kinds of conversations are constantly going on. But it's moving along. It looks great. I think people are going to be really excited when it's all done.
Can we put a green monster out there in baseball field?
I thought that'd be really a cool feature. So I think that'd be great. So, but yes, I think it would be a little green monster because yeah. I think it would be, I think that we're only probably 10 feet off, I think, is where we're at.
Okay.
So they said you only need to put up an 8-foot fence around there. So it'll be a change order, but it was fairly small. It goes around a $7,000 change order.
Just what the heck? I'll throw it out there.
Yeah, a great monster would be cool. Yeah. That would definitely be unique to McCook, that's for sure. Well, and Boston.
But. Yeah, Fenway Park. Fenway Park. Green Monster left field, short porch on the right field.
Yeah, that's right.
You hit a bloop single, and it's going to go over the right field.
Yeah, 300-foot line.
Yeah, wrap around the pole, something like that. So everything going good with the sports complex
the
right now.
The pesky pole or Penske pole or whatever that is out there,
We could talk baseball all day, couldn't we? I'm sure we could. All right, next up, ordinance dealing with City of McCook Code of Ordinances, and this one deals with car park. Is that right, Linda?
It does deal with car park. And what we've had car park closed because of safety issues down there, and we want to keep people safe. So we came up with an ordinance that we'll be able to open car park, and there we'll be able to have people camp there and be safe, and we'll have control over who's staying there and who's not staying there. And this is going to benefit everybody in this community. So we worked on that ordinance at City Council, and it is something that'll take car park and get it open.
Timetable?
Well, we've got two readings. Obviously, wintertime, it's going to maybe not be used quite as much. There are some things that we need to do. We're going to actually have a fee associated with staying there, so it'll be $20 to camp at the site. We have 7 electrical hookups out there. We want to make sure that we keep it for RVs or campers. So there are some things that we need to do on our end to set up the payment process, and also to make sure that we've got at least an idea of who's out there. We want to try to avoid the tent camping. It could be done in association maybe with an RV or a camper, but by itself, we want to try to avoid that. And then, for us, the big thing was we wanted to make sure it wasn't focused on any type of person or situation. This just basically says, hey, you can't sleep on the streets. Now, you can't sleep on the sidewalks. You can't sleep, in places that are not meant for sleeping or for staying or for loitering. You need to make sure that you have other options available to you. And so we spent a lot of time working on this. Nate Mustin did a good job, our city attorney. Kevin Hodson, Kyle Potoff, Tara Cutter, myself. We spent months trying to craft this. And we took some language from a Supreme Court case ordinance out of Oregon, and we molded it to fit the city of McCook. So a lot of times when people would ask us, it's like, we got to do this the right way. We've got to make sure that it's content neutral, content specific, neutral towards any individual type of person, because we don't want to penalize anybody just because of a situation. But we got to make sure that our right of way areas are free for passage, and so that's what the ordinance does.
So looking more like springtime.
I mean, we'll keep on working on it. We're working with an organization called Civic Plus to see if we can't utilize their platform to help us with payments online and stuff. So all this stuff takes time, but we'll get there.
Next up, talking about the McCook Senior Center and home-delivered meals and carry-out meals as well.
Okay, we are going to increase the price of meals at the Senior Center in order to cover our costs. Of course, groceries have gone up in price, and so we're going from $3.50 to $4 a meal at the Senior Center, $4 to $4.25 for home delivery and carry-out meals.
That's for 60-plus.
Yes, for 60-plus. Mm-hmm. And Beth said the containers for the carry-out meals have become more expensive, and so we're going to cover the Senior Center costs.
All right. They do a wonderful job. We talked to Beth last week, and they've had, a good year over there.
Yeah, they've done great.
You betcha. Council comments.
No council comments. We'll just go straight into the CDA. So we did have a quick meeting of this. Well, not a quick meeting of the CDA, but we had a meeting of the CDA. We've got a developer that's interested in trying to remodel St. Catharines. And we've been speaking with him since this past, I think my first conversation with him was maybe July of this year. Amanda Engel over at MEDC has been the primary contact. But we've had issues trying to find developers that had the ability to go ahead and improve St. Catharines. And in the meantime, St. Catharines has been kind of an issue. We've had people that have broken in. people start fires in there. You know, it's deteriorated to the point where the roof is starting to cave in, and lots of issues over there. We know there's asbestos. You know, we tried at one point in time with the current owner to work through a grant process, and the grant itself actually changed because the state actually had some difficulties. There are ARPA dollars, COVID dollars that were involved, and so there were some federal strings that hadn't been anticipated. So what we thought was going to be a grant, actually, they came back and said it's going to be a loan, so we turned that down. But we have a developer, Vert Industries, and they are the first developer that has experience with federal tax credit programs. They have experience with NYFA. They're actually working on a project up in Ogallala right now at their junior high, old junior high, trying to refurbish that. They're based out of Denver, and so they do these kinds of projects in Denver on a fairly regular basis. The gentleman that is the managing member of Vert, his name is Ryan Tobin, and he's a Nebraskan originally. He actually was an All-American wrestler. I remember Ryan when he was in college. He was good. Mm-hmm. But very, very sharp. I mean, he knows his ins and outs when it comes to financing these kinds of projects. And the key for us to be able to get access to, like, brownfield grants and those kinds of things, it's got to be owned by the city or a city agency. And so we were kind of working with Andrew Willis, who serves as our TIF attorney, to come up with an ownership structure that would make sense. So as opposed to the city of McCook owning it, the community development agency is going to own it, because the community development agency has more flexibility than a city does under Chapter 16. The CDA operates under Chapter 18 with a different set of rules. And so what we did the other day, there were two resolutions. The first part of the resolution, or the first resolution, dealt with a loan that was being made by the MEDC using rural workforce housing funds, not LB 840 funds. It's not property tax dollars of the city. It's none of those things. That'll cover the purchase price. So Vert is going to purchase this from Adamark, which they purchased it in 2021. Long story, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds. But they purchased it a few years ago. The purchase price is $200,000. The EDC is going to use rural workforce housing dollars to do that. That's a grant that they had received in years past. And they are also going to cover the cost of some asbestos remediation grant funds. So $220,000 was the amount of the loan. But the loan is a non-recourse loan, meaning that the city of McCook doesn't have to pay this back. There's also a promissory note and a deed of trust associated with the loan agreement that evidences and perfects the loan. But again, it's a non-recourse loan, so we don't have to pay it back if there's no money to pay it back. The second resolution dealt with two agreements with Vert, which basically is going to have him assign his interest in the purchase agreement from Adamark to the city, the CDA. And then also we're going to give him an option contract, so he has the first right to go ahead and purchase this back for $220,000 after completion of the renovations. And the thing that, you know, really sold me on this was, even if nothing transpires as far as the ownership or whatnot, they are going to go ahead and remove and abate the asbestos and the lead paint and all that stuff. I think it's going to occur sooner rather than later. So now we would have a building that, if we need to go down the route of tearing it down, we can do so, because we've got all of the harmful hazards abated. Or if it works out the way that we hope, we're going to have 40 to 50 new units, which would be a combination of market rate and then also low-income housing units that we could use to go ahead and make up some of that difference that we are seeing in our housing study. We're about 180 to 200 units short. So I'm really excited about this. I think it's a great opportunity for McCook. We've been trying to figure out what to do with St. Catharines for years. Mm-hmm. We've had three owners since the Romanoffs closed down St. Catharines in 2010. And they've all been very well intentioned, you know, but it's a lot. You know, I've been through there, and there's a lot that needs to be done. And there, you got to put a lot of money. I think that Ryan thinks it's about a $19 million project.
Wow.
But that's going to be a combination of a lot of different funds that he's trying to secure. And he, like I said, he blew me away when he was talking about funding mechanisms. The guy is sharp. And so we're going to see what we can do. CDA is going to own it. no taxes from the city of McCook were used to purchase it. I know that people were going crazy about the airport. It's a similar situation. The MEDC is the one that's actually funding the purchase, and that wasn't LB 840 money either back then. But it's important for people to understand the financing source so that way there's not misinformation getting spread on the internet.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of folks in this world, and you know one of them, that can take buildings like that and just turn them into gold.
I mean, and I think that this guy he's just a very capable person. I mean, he's confident. You know, he's done these things before. He understands Nebraska NYFA structures. He understands federal tax credits. He knows, you know, that we need to get some grant funding. I've never written a grant for Brownfield. Jessica Bortner is going to help us out with this one. But there's a lot of stuff that he's already done in advance, and there's some things that we're going to do on our end on the historical side in order to try to make sure we've secured some funding as well, too. So there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle, but I think that this is our best chance to actually keep the building, renovate it, and use it for housing into the future.
Some more on this to come in 2026, right?
Yeah, there'll be stuff in January on this. Yeah.
Sure enough. And that put a wrap to the agenda last night. Yeah, you have plenty to talk about.
Yeah,
the final meeting of the year.
Yeah, usually the final meeting of the year doesn't have quite that much, but this year was packed. It just so happened we were working on a lot of things, and it all kind of came to a culmination at the same time.
Next meeting, first one for January, January 5th?
Correct.
All right. Very good. Again, city offices will be closing noon on Christmas Eve?
The 24th.
Yeah. 24th.
And then we'll be back open on Friday.
On Friday. Very good. All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Rich.
Mr. Schneider, thank you very much. Mayor Taylor, good to talk to you as well.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yep.
And get out when your friends and relatives are here. Get out and tour McCook. Go look at the all-inclusive playground.
Yeah.
Go look at our sports complex. Look at the YMCA, what's going on. I mean, McCook has a lot to show, so get out and drive them around and let them see what's happening.
Yeah, there's Wagner dealership right now over here next door. They're really
moving
the groove, and I tell you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very much so. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Rich.